We can hear the music of Handel's Messiah as we begin the first reading tonight. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says the Lord. The Lord gives instructions to Isaiah the prophet to bring to the people of God good news, words of consolation, words that will be welcome to them because they are a people living in a time of great strife. The people Isaiah addressed, the people Isaiah spoke to, were people who were experiencing civil war. It was a time of two kingdoms in the people of God, a time of great difficulty and strife. So too did those words of the prophet Isaiah speak to the hearts of those who heard them at the time of our Lord and who heard them as they were announced by St. John the Baptist. For the people of Israel in that time lived amidst a very difficult and challenging occupation by the Roman army. It was a time of great tumult and tribulation. And we who hear the words of the prophet Isaiah can also take great comfort in them because we live in a difficult time. We live amidst great challenges. We wonder sometimes what our world is coming to. We wonder what calamity will strike next, and when will it strike? And frankly, too, we wonder sometimes what we have become as we have allowed ourselves individually to be carried away by the currents of this world rather than clinging tightly to the values of the gospel. We have experienced all too well what it means to get wrapped up in things that don't really matter and what it means to neglect those things that do. Comfort, the Lord says, comfort. Give comfort to my people. My people need to hear good news. For their time of difficulty is coming to an end. Tell them that their guilt is assuaged. Tell them that I myself pay the price for their sins. This is the good news for each and every one of us, news that seems too good to be true. And indeed, when Isaiah preached these words, they would need to be fulfilled by God's hand. And they were fulfilled when the time was right, when the day of the Lord came, when God's plan reached the time, when he himself would enter into our human experience, being born in the likeness of men, humbling himself, forsaking his divine prerogatives, so as to embrace our human condition, being like us in all things but sin, and himself paying the price, paying the ransom for our sins, a price that he pays with his very body and his precious blood given upon the cross so that we might experience freedom, the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, and that we might have hope, hope of everlasting life. This is the good news that Isaiah the prophet foretold when he preached those words 6 centuries before our Lord was born. These are the words that continue to ring true, words that we are meant to take to heart, words that are meant to give us comfort and the peace that this world cannot bring. God loves you. He loves you not because you are perfect. He loves you because you are his own. And he knows that you struggle with sin. Such is our human weakness. And still, he sends his only begotten Son into the world that you and I might not perish, but that we might have everlasting life. He dies on the cross to pay the price for our sins. He rises from the dead to give us the hope of heaven. And our response is one of faith, walking in the path that he has placed before us, keeping the commandments, drawing near to him through the sacramental life of the church, and walking always in hope with our eyes set upon a goal that is worth more than silver or gold. Comfort my people, says the Lord. Words that he says to Isaiah, words that are echoed in the preaching of St. John the Baptist, and words that resound in our day and age, words that we can live by, words in which we can truly place all of our hope.